going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man,
you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Michaela from Wenham.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you, Kennedy, out please, Michaela?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Kennedy. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture
good luck,
related.
Kennedy.
Yeah, she's gone. She gone. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Just to remind you, one of the rules of the game, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Question number one, Rosé teamed up with Coldplay at the band's concert in Seoul, South Korea this week. They sang her hit APT together. Chris Martin took over the second verse, which is sung by who on the original song?
I don't know.
Question number two. Carrie Underwood posted a video of the moment right before they're about to start filming on American Idol, and she said, for the record, the American Idol music gives me anxiety. She says, I get this flash of fear in my heart. She's currently a judge on the show. Name the other two judges.
Simon Cowell and Kelly Clarkson.
Ooh, that's a throwback. Question number three. The death of Pope Francis spiked the ratings for Conclave by 283%. The Pope lives in Vatican City, which is an independent city-state located within which city?
Rome.
All right, we're on the board, Michaela. There you go.
Rob Lowe dressed as the Easter Bunny for Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger's kids and made them cry. Which actress was Chris Pratt married to before he married Katherine?
Oh, Anna Faris.
And question number five, there is a live-action Toys R Us movie in the works. Who is the mascot of Toys R Us?
A giraffe. Jeffrey's the giraffe.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
So you have 3 kids?
Yes, and I was telling Dan, so my 5-year-old will insult my 3-year-old by saying, you can't beat Kennedy, when she's mad at her.
So
I love that.
You're being used in a...
What happened?
So she has 3 kids. Go ahead and tell Kennedy.
Well, I have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old, and we listen to you on the way to school, and... When my 5-year-old is mad at my 3-year-old, she says, you can't beat Kennedy, is her insult to her.
That's like sick burn, bro.
Kennedy, you're being weaponized in children's fights.
Oh, my.
Yes, I can. I could just hear that fight. Kennedy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Michaela got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done.
Yeah, these are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Rosé teamed up with Coldplay at the band's concert in Seoul, South Korea this past week. They sang her hit APT, and Chris Martin took over the second verse, which is sung by who on the original?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, yes. 1-0. K Carrie Underwood posted a video of the moment right before they're about to start filming on American Idol. And she said, for the record, the American Idol music gives me anxiety. I get this flash of fear in my heart. She's currently a judge on the show. Name the other two.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know if I know.
Mm.
Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie?
Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie.
Turns out you do.
You do know.
If they were still there or no.
Yeah. Simon Cowell and Paul Abdul and Randy Jackson are long gone.
That was the dream team, though.
2-0. Question number 3. The death of Pope Francis spiked the ratings for Conclave by 283%. The Pope lives in Vatican City, which is an independent city-state located within which city?
Rome.
3-1. Question number 4. Rob Lowe dressed as the Easter Bunny for Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger's kids and made them cry. Which actress was Chris Pratt married to before he married Katherine?
Anna Faris.
I mean, a 6-foot-tall bipedal bunny would be unsettling.
I'm going to need video. 4-2, question number 5. There is a live-action Toys R Us movie in the works. Who is the mascot of Toys R Us?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Jeffrey what?
The giraffe.
That is correct, Kennedy. Nice work. Could have been Jeffrey the Canoe. I don't know what you know.
That movie would have hit for me if it came out in the 90s. That was my favorite place on earth.
Is it going to be like the Winnie the Pooh horror movie?
I don't think so. I don't think Jeffrey is going to be slaughtering anyone.
He eats kids. They get stuck in his throat.
This took a turn that I wasn't expecting.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Michaela, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and the kids listening. And let's not use Kennedy, Yessie.
You do what you need to do.
Next time your 5-year-old fights with you, she can yell, "You can't beat Kennedy."
I know. Oh, I am.
That hurt. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Michaela from Wenham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome back Macy for Redemption Week.
Hello.
Hello. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Thank you for coming in.
And Macy brought a friend, her mom, Carol. Good morning, Carol. When I asked Carol, I was like, with an E? And she's like, yep, just like your mom. She knows. She knows. It's good memory. All right. So what was the score when you beat Kennedy last time around?
I think it was 5-4.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right, you want to go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
They fist bump there. So, you know the deal. 5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. I see you're pointing to your mom to let her know that Kennedy has left the studio. She's over there in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. We're playing for pride. No money this time around. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Question number 1. A third Enola Holmes movie is in the works. The films are about Sherlock Holmes' younger sister, Enola. Who plays her in the movies?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Lord tried to hold a pop-up event in New York City, but the cops shut it down before it could even get started. Can you name this Lord song?
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams.
That's Royals.
Question number 3. 20 years ago today, the very first YouTube video ever was posted. It was a clip of one of the co-founders standing in front of elephants at the San Diego Zoo. Who currently has the most subscribers on YouTube?
Ooh. I know for a while it was PewDiePie, but I think Mr. Beast may have passed him. I'm going to go with Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast over PewDiePie. Interesting choice.
Your mom keeps looking over to read my face to see if you got it right or wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just straight poker
no,
face.
No, we're not
her.
Giving it up. We're not giving it up. Question number four. Ben Affleck says his kids have to have jobs to learn the importance of hard work and the value of money. He recently had to tell his son no to a pair of $6,000 sneakers. Ben Affleck has a movie dropping April 25th. It is a sequel to this 2016 movie where he plays a mathematics savant who works for dangerous criminal organizations. Name the movie.
The Accountant.
Question number five. 7 years ago today, Avengers Infinity Ward.
If there was a whole award, that'd be a different movie.
Avengers Infinity War had its world premiere. It grossed over $2 billion at the box office, making it one of the biggest movies of all time. In it, Thanos collected all of the Infinity Stones and then snapped half of life out of existence. How many stones did he collect?
All right, well, he has a fist, and I think there was one per finger, so five?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How you feeling?
All right, I did my best.
Yep.
Your best was pretty good.
Yep.
Thank you, Dan.
Do you want to give a shout-out to where you work in God's country?
I work at Charlestown Marina.
Yes. Done some events with them over the years down there. If you ever find an extra boat down there,
I'll be sure to let you know.
Just give me a ring. I would love it. Just a free boat. Wouldn't that be fun, Dan? A showboat?
Do people often give you boats?
I don't know. I don't know what goes on in marinas. Maybe there's just an extra boat. The three of us hanging out doing the show. Kennedy, what do you think?
Playing yacht rock.
You know I can't do that. I get seasick. But nice try.
I didn't know that about you.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I'd make a terrible pirate then.
Yes, 100% yes.
It's a shame because you can do the accent so well.
Well.
Yarr.
I can hold down the fort back at the hideout.
Okay, good. Macy, who is here for Redemption Week, got 4 out of 5 correct. Nice job.
Well
I don't
done.
Think I played Aiden.
Kennedy!
I'm just a mess this morning.
We really are.
Yeah, it happens. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. A third Enola Holmes movie is in the works. The films are about Sherlock Holmes' younger sister, Enola. Who plays her in the movies?
Millie Bobby Brown.
You both answered that one quickly. 1-1.
I love everything Sherlock Holmes. Everything.
Lord tried to hold a pop-up event in New York City, but the cops shut it down before it could even start. Really? Can you name this Lord song? Take a listen.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But every...
Royals.
Yes, that is correct. I miss the good old days when like a band could just show up somewhere in New York City on a rooftop and do a show, and it was fun. Mm. Nowadays, we got to shut it down before it even happens.
Need permits and lawyers involved.
Oh my gosh.
It's not rock and roll, man.
Tied at 2, question number 3. 20 years ago today, the very first YouTube video ever was posted. It was a clip of one of the co-founders standing in front of elephants at the San Diego Zoo. Who currently has the most subscribers on YouTube?
Mr. Beast.
Good guess, Kennedy. Good guess.
Thank you.
3-3. Question number 4. Ben Affleck says his kids have to have jobs to learn the importance of hard work and the value of money. He recently had to tell one of his kids no to a pair of $6,000 sneakers. Now, Ben has a movie dropping April 25th. It is a sequel to the 2016 movie where he plays a mathematics savant who works for dangerous criminal organizations. Name the movie.
The Accountant.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. It was 7 years ago today. Avengers Infinity War had its world premiere. Made over $2 billion at the box office, making it one of the biggest movies of all time. And in the movie, Thanos collected all of the Infinity Stones and snapped half of life out of existence. How many stones did he collect?
Five?
Incorrect. You forget, it's one for the knuckles, and then there's one right on the back of the hand there. The Styx Infinity Stone, correct?
That is correct.
So it is 6. The final score, we end up 4-4 tie.
Great
Kennedy.
Minds. Great minds.
Yeah.
We don't need no Infinity Stones. There we go.
Yeah, things happen when you snap, too, just differently.
Yeah.
Mostly one of us moves.
Right. In my head, anyway.
All right, well, there it is. Redemption Week. Redemption is Kennedy's this morning. You did good, but not quite good enough to get the win. We appreciate you guys coming in.
We appreciate you for having us.
Yes. Thanks for Mom coming in, too. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. You guys hang out a lot?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you guys are pretty close. Like, the conversations you guys were having. Spent a lot of time together?
Yeah.
Do you live together?
We do.
Nice.
Yep.
Who lives with who?
I live with her.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Macy from Boylston, and I can't beat Kennedy this time. Yeah. This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Nina from Stoneham.
Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy has now left our studio and sauntered over to the soundproof studio. Did you see the way she sauntered out?
She's a saunterer.
She does.
Strutting around here like a peacock.
Remember, if you tie, that's a loss for you. Here we go. Question number one. It was 9 years ago today in 2016. Beyonce released her sixth album, Lemonade, and it addressed many topics, including Jay-Z's infidelity, where Beyonce coined the term blank with the good hair. Fill in the blank.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Okay. Question number two. Some Big Lebowski fans have a theory that Steve Buscemi's character isn't real. He's just a figment of John Goodman's character's imagination. What is the dude's drink of choice in the Big Lebowski?
I've never seen that. I don't have a clue.
Oh, that rug really tied the room together, man.
Question number three. This singer turns 45 today. Take a listen to his biggest song and then tell me who he is.
Like it's dynamite. 'Cause I told you once, now I told you twice. We gon' light
that's a tough one too, Dan. Who is it?
Oh man, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Oh my goodness.
I know. All right, question number four. The star of Tiger King is married again for the sixth time. He's currently serving a 21-year prison sentence for an alleged murder-for-hire plot involving his rival, Carol Baskin. What is his name?
You're killing me. I hope the radio community thinks this is funny.
They do.
I mean, we hope so, too.
Question number five. Gigi Hadid turns 30 years old today. She has one child she shares with her ex-boyfriend, who is a famous singer. What's his name?
Who is the person again?
Gigi Hadid.
I don't even know who that is. I did a really good job today.
Let's get Kennedy. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Listen, your day's going to get better. I understand you are going to hit the beach today.
There you go.
Oh, I sure am.
I love that.
What beach are you going to?
Nahant.
Oh, Nahant's beautiful.
I was explaining to my friend the other day that I told him the weather was 69, 70 degrees. He's like, oh my gosh, it's so cold. What's everybody doing? Staying inside? I'm like, no, we're all going to the beach.
Toes in the sand, baby.
It's a different world.
Nina, Nina got 0 out of 5.
Oh, honey.
That was the first 0 out of 5 woohoo.
What? All right. Let's
That's
see what
we call a... Mac.
You're the only one.
Kennedy, these are tough.
If you did like human anatomy, I would have did great.
Well, remember that for next time, Dan.
Okay, well, that'll be a different game, but we'll do it for you.
Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yep.
9 years ago today in 2016, Beyonce released her sixth album, Lemonade, and it addressed many topics, including Jay-Z's infidelity, where Beyonce coined the term blank with the good hair.
Becky
with the good hair. We ever going to find out who Becky was?
Not unless Beyonce wants us to, because...
Mm-hmm. You think it was the celebrity?
She runs the narrative.
Yeah, Jay-Z already got a beat up in an elevator over it. We got to let it go.
1-0, question number two. Some Big Lebowski fans have a theory that Steve Buscemi's character isn't real. He's just a figment of John Goodman's character's imagination.
Interesting flex.
What is the dude's drink of choice in the Big Lebowski?
White Russians.
White Russians. 2-0.
They have a Big Lebowski bar in Iceland.
Yeah?
I went there.
Did you wear your bathrobe?
No, but I did have a White Russian.
This singer, 45 today, take a listen to his biggest song and then tell us who he is. We gonna rock this club. We gonna go all night. We gonna light it up like it's dynamite. Because I told you once. Now I told you twice. We gonna light it up like it's dynamite. Name the artist.
Tayo Cruz? Is that wrong?
The pronunciation's wrong, but
how do you
you're
say
right.
It?
Tayo Cruz.
Tayo.
Oh, yeah. T-A-I-O-T-O.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
I mean, you spelled it correctly.
Whatever.
But I'm not kidding.
Good enough.
You've already won, so we're going to be sticklers.
It's fine. Yeah. Whatever you guys need.
Question number four. The star of Tiger King is married again for the sixth time. He's currently serving a 21-year prison sentence for an alleged murder-for-hire plot involving his rival, Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
What is his name?
Joe. Oh, gosh, how quickly we forget.
Cruz.
Carol Baskin.
It's a state.
Killed her husband.
Whacked him. It's a state, right? I can't remember.
Joe Exotic.
Oh, no, it's not a state. Well, it is a state, I guess. You could be in a state.
You could be in a state.
Depends on who you're with, I suppose.
Six times is crazy. You need like a punch card where you get one free after 10.
I feel like 2 is pushing it. Yeah. Well, what do I know? Absolutely nothing.
2-0, question number 5.
Maybe I should get married 6 times, just for fun.
Gigi Hadid, 30 years old today. She has one kid she shares with her ex-boyfriend, who is a famous singer. What is his name?
Zayn Malik,
formerly of One Direction. 3-0 is the final score.
That was a wild ride.
It was. Kennedy gets the win, Nina. I'm sorry. You don't get the cash. But you're gonna be sitting on a beach very soon.
Yeah, I know,
right?
You win.
Yes. I'm gonna be sitting in a dark TV room watching the Karen Reed trial and thinking of you sitting on the beach. All right. Well, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Nina?
Oh, Kennedy, I am Nina from Stoneham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.